This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. John Kerry campaigns today in Colorado and New Mexico, while President George W. Bush campaigns in Florida. With the election now just a week and a half away, both candidates are emphasizing national and economic security issues. President Bush spoke yesterday about the threat that he believes terrorists pose to American families, while Senator Kerry focused on economic security, especially for women. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
This week, President Bush delivered one of his most aggressive warnings yet about challenger John Kerry, telling supporters in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania yesterday the election poses clear choices, especially when it comes to family security.
This will be the first presidential election since September the 11th, 2001. Americans will go to the polls in a time of war and ongoing threat to our country. The enemies who killed thousands of innocent people are still dangerous and determined to strike us again. The outcome of this election will set the direction of the war against terror, and in this war, there is no place for confusion and no substitute for victory.
Mr. Bush quoted a snippet from an interview in which Kerry said September 11th hadn't changed him much. While a full reading of the interview makes it clear that Kerry meant he saw the dangers of terror ahead of time, Mr. Bush characterized his statement as showing insufficient resolve.
You cannot lead our nation to decisive victory on which the security of every American family depends if you do not see the true dangers of the post-September the 11th era. My opponent has a September 10th point of view.
Kerry countered by insisting he can fight a tougher, smarter, more effective war on terror. But the challenger's main theme yesterday was the economic pressure facing American women. Kerry says with stagnant wages and rising costs for health care, energy, and education, many women are now forced to work two or three jobs just to make ends meet.
And that's only the jobs that they're paid for. Because after they punch out at work, many of them punch right back in at home for the next shift as the caregiver, the meal cooker, the financial planner, the house cleaner, and all the other jobs that they have to do to support their families.
Kerry promised to raise the minimum wage, which is paid to more than 9 million women, and he vowed a more aggressive effort to combat disparity in pay, which has women earning just 76 cents for every dollar paid to men. Speaking to an audience of women in Milwaukee, Kerry mocked President Bush for saying the presidency is hard work.
Before the president complains about his job, he ought to come here and spend a day with you. He might learn something about how after day after day after day, the women of this country juggle so much with grace and with strength.
Kerry suggests President Bush has not done a good job of juggling the demands of war with the needs of middle-class families here at home. For several days now, Kerry's been saying a president has to be able to do more than one thing at a time. Both candidates are making calculations about what motivates voters, and both are playing to their strengths. President Bush still has an advantage with voters when it comes to fighting terrorism. On the other hand, more voters trust Kerry to handle the economy. Several polls suggest Kerry has made gains with women voters in October, and according to one survey by the Pew Research Center for the People and the Press, he now holds about the same lead that Al Gore had with women 4 years ago. More than 30 million voting-age women sat out the last election, though. Editor-in-Chief Nancy Bauer of the nonpartisan education group Women Matter says both parties have to do more to get women voters to the polls.
Women see the issues personally. How is it going to affect their daily lives? And this is where the two parties have, in many ways, not really connected with the women unless they explain in detail exactly how their policies are going to make a difference in the actual lives of those women.
Bauer says if one or the other party does that, women's votes could make a big difference on Election Day. But first, women voters will have to decide what security means to them. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Reno, Nevada.